Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to our program, Wake Up Jacob, here at the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street. I am Morey Isha Yisrael of the house of Israel, here to bring you the word of the mighty Yah. Who is this Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us to bring you his words. His words are truth, and that's what we will do. And today, on the first day of the week, as we reignite our first day program to make sure we bring you Yah's word 7 days a week, as we prepare to do, we will bring you Yahweh's truth. And today we're going to deal with Yahweh's ministry. This is what we're dealing with right now, because Yahweh has a ministry, and there are certain positions that one can have in Yahweh's ministry, in the ministerial work of the Most High, or the work of the Most High. Because if you're a minister, then you work for something, or you work for someone. That's what makes you a minister. And Yahweh has a ministry, and he has positions in this ministry. And all of these positions that Yahweh has in his ministry are vitally important to us, for us to know about. Because it says in the book of Psalms, the 15th chapter, in Psalms 15, verse 1, it reads, Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And one of the criteria to dwell in the tabernacle, in the holy hill of Yahweh, in verse 4, it says, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear Yahweh. And so we want to make sure, if we are servants of the Creator, if we fear the Almighty, then we want to make sure we put the proper honor on the right people. We just don't want to honor people and celebrate people and esteem people that don't deserve any esteem. A vile person is contemned. So you might think that the Christ of the New Testament is somebody to be honored, somebody to be celebrated, somebody to be received with great flair. But no, this is not what this person is. This person, the Christ of the New Testament, is actually vile. He actually spoke against the laws of the Most High. Muhammad actually spoke against the laws of the Most High. These various different teachers that you all might follow after spoke against the words of the Most High, which means they're vile, which means they are base, which means they are reprobate, something that we really shouldn't be paying no mind to. But as we learned last week, the simple and the fool believe every word. So to make sure we're not going to be foolish and make ourselves foolish and do foolish things, it's very important that we understand who is honorable and who isn't. As it says here in the book of Isaiah, the 3rd chapter, first verse reads, for behold, Yahweh of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Yehuda the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man, and the counselor and the cunning artificer, and the eloquent orator. Yahweh said he's removing all of these men, all of these honorable, dignified men of position from Israel. And once that's been removed, how can you learn who is honorable now? Who is the ones that we should look to for guidance, for leadership, for words of wisdom, for counsel? Yahweh always has someone to guide his people. And there are seven different ministries of Yah's ministry that we'll be able to look at. The first one that we're going to look at dealing with Yah's ministry is something that is, if it's first, as we teach here at the House of Israel on 1907, we teach Yah's order. Because Yahweh has an order to everything. And so we're going to show you the order of Yah's ministry, how it should look. And of course, if we're going to show you the first thing, as in Yah's order, the first thing is the principal thing. The first thing is the chief thing. The first thing is the foundation. Because this is what you need to know anything, to see anything, to hear anything, to be aware of anything. This is what you need. And in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, we'll start reading in the 5th verse. In that day shall Yahweh of hosts be a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they have also erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest of and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way. Through strong drink they err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. What is Yah saying? Saying, look, all of his servants, it's the prophets, the priests, these men that should be giving you knowledge, they erring through strong drink. They alcoholics. They drunks. They ain't thinking right. They sloppy. They ain't even acknowledging the spirit of the Most High. He told the priest that do not drink strong drink when thou goes into the sanctuary. For you are the one that is to teach the people the difference between the clean and the unclean, the holy and the unholy. So don't be sloppy and be drunk and have your spirit twisted and mangled and try to teach somebody right from wrong when you can't even discern. But this is what his prophets and his priests have done. Became in the way of error and went out of the way of the Most High through this strong drink, and they stumble in judgment because they're not thinking, because they don't use the spirit of Yah. They're going off of their lust, their desire, their drunkenness. But he said, well, who's going to teach knowledge? Who is he going to teach knowledge to? Because this is the point. Who is he going to make understand a doctrine which is a teaching? Because this is what is the point. You need to be taught. All of us need to be taught. He said in verse 10, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. He's letting you know when you do get taught, when he does teach you, you're going to be like a baby drawn from the breast, straight off the milk, because that's how you have to be. That's who he's going to teach, the ones that are humble and ready to receive the word of the Most High, because that's what you're getting when a teacher gives you what Yahweh tells them to. They're giving you the word of the Most High, but you have to be like a baby, ready to receive it, willing, and curious to receive it. But when you receive it, precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. This is how you should be taught. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and with another tongue will he speak to this people. Meaning the person that teaches you, don't think they're going to come and they're a Hebrew scholar. They're a Hebrew scholar and an English scholar or whatever language scholar. And they're just going to talk all proper and wonderful and well. No, with stammering lips and another tongue. See, they're not going to sound perfect to you, but they're going to be bringing you line upon line, precept upon precept. And who's bringing this? This is a teacher. But this is a moré, because that's what a teacher is. This is a minister of the Most High, a moré, a teacher. Someone needs to teach us. If you look in the book of Jeremiah, the third chapter, start reading in the 13th verse where it states, only acknowledge thine iniquity, that you have transgressed against Yahweh, your Elohim, and has scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And you have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahweh. For I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding. Because that's what a teacher, a moré, should be doing. Yet, the reason is so important we understand that a moré, as Yahweh, and why do I say moré? Because that's what Yahweh said. It's a moré. The very first time you even see anything about a teacher is connected to Yah's servant. And if you look in the book of Genesis, I think it's in the 12th chapter. Make sure I get that right chapter. Because we're looking at the first time you even see this teacher, this moré. It's in the book of Genesis. The 12th chapter. Verse 6, yes. Here in Genesis chapter 12, verse 6, it says, "And Abram, who his name was changed to Abraham, passed through the land of Shechem unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land." This plain of Moreh, some of your translations will say the teacher's terebinth, or it's the teacher's tabernacle, the plain of the teacher's tabernacle, or the Moreh. Letting you know this is where you found the teacher. This is where you found the Moreh. It's just not a place. That's actually named the plain of Moreh because that's who was there. That's who was there, the Moreh, the teacher. It's the teacher that was at this plain. And the first time you even see this word is connected to Yah's servant. Because you have to learn something about this Moreh. A Moreh is the one who teaches the word of Yahweh. This Moreh can be a Moreh in various other things, but this Moreh is a teacher of Yahweh, teaches Yah's word. And that's why he has to be number one, because he's teaching. And Yahweh requires us to be taught. As a matter of fact, look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter. Why do you think we call ourselves Moreh? Because this is what Yahweh called the teachers, Moreh. They're the ones that have to bring you the word of the Most High, which means they're the ones that have to bring you Yah's light. They're the ones that have to bring you Yah's wisdom. They're the ones that have to bring you Yah's instruction. If you don't listen to the Moreh, then you're not getting taught. And if you're not getting taught, you don't know anything. In Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, read beginning at the 10th verse, where it reads, "And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh your Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather all the people together, men and women, and children, and thy stranger that's within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear Yahweh your Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim, as long as ye live in the land, whither ye go over Jordan to possess it." This is what you had to do. You had to read this law so you may learn. It had to be taught to you. It had to be read to you. It had to be instructed to you. And the Moreh is the one that does this. Everyone needs a teacher. Everyone needs a teacher. Because 99% of what you do and what you know is learned behavior. So everyone needs a teacher. That's why I say the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. But fools despise knowledge and instruction. A fool can't be taught because they reject wisdom. And wisdom should be brought forth by the Moreh. Even though people call themselves various different titles, Sar, Nabi, Nasi, Malik, these Hebrew words meaning prince, king, messenger, prophet. People call themselves Kohen, which is a priest. People call themselves Rabbi, which is a Jewish word for master. People call themselves Adon, which is Hebrew for master. People call themselves all kind of things. But Yahweh, he called the ones that should give you his word a teacher, a more. If you look in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, you'll see what Yahweh has said. In the spirit of Yahweh, the first verse, 2 Chronicles 15 chapter, the first verse, in the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel hath been without the true Elohim and without a teaching priest and without law. You see this teaching priest, which is a more. When you look it up in the Hebrew, it says a more Kohen. Kohen more. A teaching priest. Because a priest don't just have to teach. Some priests, as you'll see, some priests just brought the sacrifice to the altar. And then the high priest would do something else. And then this other priest might take care of the dishes. And then this other priest might take care of the curtains. But this priest was a teaching priest. See, Yah's letting you know there was a time, and there comes a time, where Israel went without a teaching priest, meaning there was no servant, no minister that was teaching his word as a priest would. If you go to the book of Malachi, the second chapter, see, Yahweh has a more that needs to be known. Yahweh's mores are greatly unknown. Many people don't realize that if you're a more ordained from Yah, then you should be bringing forth the wisdom of the Most High. And in Malachi, the second chapter, this let's start at verse 1st. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. Because a priest is one of Yahweh's ministers. Even angels are Yahweh's ministers. But we're not dealing with the ministry of the heavenly beings. We're dealing with the ministry of Yah's people, Yah's ministers on earth. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast. And one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Yahweh. He made a covenant with Levi. Not with any other people. He made it with Levi. My covenant, verse 5, was with him of life and peace. And I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared before me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law of his mouth. for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. This is who you should even go to get taught, this priest. You need a teaching priest. We need this type of more. But that's not the only more. It ain't just amongst the tribe of Levi. It's among also the kings. Even if you look in the book of Psalms 51. In Psalms 51, David says in verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from my presence, from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold with me thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. This is what David said he would do once he got clean and straight with Yah. He's going to teach sinners the way. And David was a teacher of the law of the Most High. Not only did he teach his sons, but he taught the nation. What do you think all these psalms that David wrote do? They teach you. So even the kings had a teacher. Even there was a teacher among the kings. What you think Solomon was? Look what you think Ecclesiastes is a Greco-Roman word for teacher. Look in the book of Ecclesiastes. The 12th chapter. In verse 8 states, vanity of vanity, saith the preacher. All is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as gold, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from the shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. The making of many books, there is no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And this is the bottom line of what Solomon was teaching. He was teaching the truth, that everything you do, you must do to serve the Most High. But he taught truth. He taught wisdom. This is what he was. He was a teacher of wisdom. What do you think all these proverbs are for? They're to teach us. They're to give you wisdom so that we may have light. You don't see anything in here, Solomon, that teaches you out any foolishness, any of the idolatry, any of the lust that he followed after. It teaches you wisdom. And that's even showing you that a king was more. Even a king was a more. But not only kings are mores, you have prophets that are mores. Even the prophets can be a more. Not all prophets are teachers. Some prophets just prophesy. For instance, if you go to the book of 2 Chronicles, we will go to chapter, I think I want the 34th chapter. Hold on a second. Let's go to verse 20. No, verse 18. It says, then Shaphan, the scribe, told the king, saying, Hilkiah, the priest, hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan, the scribe, and Asaiah, the servant of the king, saying, go inquire of Yahweh for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Yehuda, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of Yahweh that is poured upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of Yahweh, to do after all that is written in this book. And Hilkiah and they that the king appointed went to Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, and the son of Tikvah, and the son of Hasara, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they spoke to her to that effect. And she answered them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, tell you the man has sent you to me. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in this book which they have read before the king of Yehuda. And essentially, Huldah, this woman that was a prophetess, was prophesying, was telling them what Yahweh is letting them know about what they just learned from the reading of this book. She didn't necessarily teach them and instruct them. She just prophesied the words of Yahweh. So, but you have a teacher that can be a moré. I mean, you have a teacher that can be a prophet. Moses, for instance, was a teacher. And he was a prophet. But he was a moré and he was a prophet. Moses taught the laws of Yahweh. If you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh Elohim of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you. See, Yahweh had Moses be not only a prophet, but he was a teacher. He taught Israel, the entire nation, the laws, the statutes, the judgments, the commandments, the covenants of Yahweh. And you had many prophets that were teachers. And that are. That's how you have a teaching prophet, a teaching priest. You have a teaching king. But the point and the bottom line is, these are morays. They're teaching you Yahweh's words. And how do you know it's a moré and not some phony? In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, just because they call themselves a moré, are they a moré? Is that what they're really doing? Are they teaching? Because Yahweh said, who shall he teach knowledge? Who shall he make to understand doctrine? And doctrine is a teaching. That's what doctrine is. See, the word doctrine comes from the word, it's a Latin word. It's a Greco-Roman word that comes from doctori or doctoris, which means doctor. That's what doctors are supposed to be. They're supposed to be teachers. When somebody says, I'm doctor this and I'm doctor that, you're supposed to have reached the highest level of the Greco-Roman educational society, which is a doctor, meaning you're a teacher. You're a master at your craft, and now you can teach it. That's how the Babylonian system works. But where did they get it from? Where did they even get the idea to have the highest level, the most revered people in their society when it comes to learning? They called doctors. Well, where'd they get that? Where'd they go? Oh, they're a teacher. Yeah, now a doctor, you pay all this money to be a doctor of medicine. You're supposed to be teaching people medicine. You're not supposed, when you walk into the doctor's office, you're supposed to be taught and learn how to be healthy. That's why the so-called father of medicine of the Babylonians, the Greco-Roman, that's why he said the doctors should do no harm. You should be teaching people how to help themselves. But these doctors don't. They're not real doctors. They're not real teachers. But Yahweh said, whom shall he make to teach knowledge, to understand a doctrine? That means to be able to discern between, to choose good and depart from evil of this teaching. Who is he going to allow to understand this teaching? And since it's a doctrine, since it's a teaching, it must be taught. But if you're being taught, if it is line upon line, if it is precept upon precept, if it is here a little and there a little, if Yahweh is coming to you with this teacher, with stammering lips and another tongue shall Yahweh teach his people, then is he teaching what he should be teaching, or she? Because they call female teachers in Hebrew morah. I don't care if you're morah or you're morey. If this is your title, or if you just call yourself a teacher, are you teaching what Yahweh's ministers should be teaching? And in Isaiah, the 8th chapter, it'll make it very clear if you're dealing with a moray or if you're dealing with a phony. And in the book of Isaiah 8 and 19, it reads, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. So right off top, if somebody come unto you and say, look after those, go find those that can tell you the tarot reading, go find those that can conjure up the spirits, go find those that can peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their Elohim? Isn't that what you should be doing? Shouldn't you go and seek Yahweh? Shouldn't you go and inquire of Yahweh? That's what King Josiah sent his men to do. Man, we got this the law. Oh, my goodness. This thing is telling us we're going to be destroyed because we haven't kept his law. There's a curse upon us. Go inquire of Yahweh and find out what all this means. What time do we have left? What can we do? Shouldn't you seek unto them? Shouldn't the people seek unto their Elohim for the living to the dead, to the law, verse 20, and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And a moray should be giving you light. A moray should be giving you the word of Yah, which is the law and the testimony. That's your light right there. That's your wisdom. That's how you know anything. That's how you can see. And it needs to be taught to you. Yah's laws is filled with doctrine. There's an abundance of doctrine in the word of the Most High. Many teachings are in the word of the Most High. And it takes a teacher, a moray, to bring you his light. That's how Yahweh has it set up. Yahweh is going to come. Why do you think it said in 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, that a long season they went without a teaching priest? Let's go back to that and finish reading some of that in 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. The first verse, and the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all of Yehuda and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel have been without the true Elohim. And that's why you can understand if they don't have a teaching priest or teacher, period, you're not going to know about the true Elohim. And this is a prophecy. This was something for to come forward, something that was going to come to pass. And it has came to pass. We went without the true Elohim. We weren't being taught. You ask your people when they go to church on Sundays, what did you learn today? You didn't learn anything. You weren't taught anything. Nobody showed you light. What'd you learn? You learned that if you give the pastor a few dollars, your blessing has been seeded. The fruit will come. If you bless the pastor with money today, you'll be blessed with everlasting life. Is that what you learned? That ain't no light. Nobody stand up here telling you, give me money, and you gonna have money. Give me enough money so I can buy a private plane, and you best believe you're gonna be blessed one day. Or whatever other junk they teaching you in the churches. But they're not teaching you the truth. They're not giving you doctrine. Not in the churches, not in the mosques, not in the little drum circles that you have. You're not learning doctrine. You're not learning knowledge. You're not learning the light of the Most High, which means you're not learning about the true Elohim. Went without the true Elohim and without a teaching priest and without law. Because what else is the teaching priest going to teach you? What else is the moray going to teach you? If the moray ain't teaching you the law, what are they teaching you? But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto Yahweh of Elohim of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Because when you seek Yahweh, he's going to find you. But how does Yahweh find you? What do you want when you seek Yahweh? What you asking for? What you looking for? What do you need? Look in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. I'm going to show you the condition of our people. In Isaiah 9 and 1, it reads, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, and Galilee of the nations. The people that have walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And how does this happen? Because this is us. We are the people that walk in darkness. We are the people that dwell in the land of the shadow of death. But how do you get this light? Where is this light shining from? And more importantly, is that what you asking for? Because if you really want Yahweh, you want Yahweh to give you light. Because if you're walking in darkness, which you will realize you was in darkness, once you realize that you're in the shadow of death, you're going to want Yahweh to shine his light. You're going to want this light to be brought upon you. You're going to want to know the truth. When you ask for the truth, you're asking for light. You're going to want to know what Yahweh has to say, and you're asking for light. You want Yahweh to come and intervene in this situation. You're asking for light. You're not seeking. If you're seeking Yahweh for a brand new car, you're not asking for light. You're just asking for vanity. But if you want to be delivered, if you want to be saved, then you're asking for light. But how is Yahweh going to bring you this? Where is he going to bring it from? How is he going to come to you? When is he going to come to you? Where is he going to come to you? Who is he going to come to you by? We need to know all these things. But Yahweh already let you know what he's going to do. He lets you know how he's going to come to you and when he's going to come to you. And how is he going to do that? Go to the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. In Jeremiah chapter 5, we'll start reading in verse 20. Declare this in the house of Yaakov, and publish it in Yehuda, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith Yahweh? Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass, and though the waters and though the waves thereof lost themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear Yahweh our Elohim, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. And yes, Yahweh giveth you rain, the former and the latter rain in his season. And the reason I went here is because somebody is going to be inquisitive, diligent in their research, and try to disprove what we're teaching you. They're going to try to say a more ain't this, a more ain't that. And when you go and look up word more, you can't even find more in the scriptures. It comes from a word that means to shoot forth and to rain. They just talking about rain. They thinking Yahweh talking about a teacher and Yahweh talking about rain. Well, you're right. Yahweh is talking about rain. But Yahweh's talking about a particular rain. Yahweh wants you to know how and why he brings this rain and why it's coming in this certain season. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. And this is how you're going to wake up. You can't get along by just thinking everything you thinking you learn is you already know. No, you don't already know it. And you can't just know it just because you have the book. People think, well, it's already in the book. I don't need nobody to teach me. Yahweh teaches me. Well, yeah, okay, if Yahweh taught you, as he said, as Yahweh said, if Yahweh taught you, if you would have stood in his counsel, then you would have taught others. Because Yahweh ain't just going to teach you, and then you don't teach anybody. Nobody around you is returning to the Most High. That's not why Yahweh would teach you. If you say, Yahweh teach me, I don't trust in no man. Well, why aren't you teaching everybody then? Why hasn't Yahweh put you in a position to teach his word since Yahweh teach you? Since Yahweh teach you. Like you don't need no teacher. Then why Yahweh teach you then? And if Yahweh has taught you, then he would have you teach others. Because that's what Yahweh uses his teachers for, to teach his people. And in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 1 reads, give ear, O heavens. And this is Moses singing the song of Moses that Yahweh gave him. Like, Yahweh taught Moses. See, Moses could say that. Moses could say, Yahweh teach me. And what did Moses do? He taught others. Because that's what Yahweh wanted him to do. So give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth, my doctrine. We already understand, already done went over, this word doctrine means teaching. This word doctrine means this. We dealing with, you about to be taught now. And if it's a teaching, it's going to be line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, because it's a teaching. Because it's going to be instructive. Even one of the words of a teacher are related to archer. The same word that's used for a teacher, more or yore, is the same word that is used for archer. Why? Because it's sharp. Sharp shooter. You just ain't going to do no willy-nilly stuff. We ain't just throwing arrows and it's going upside down and around. No, we sharp with it. Bullseye. On target. And if it's going to be on target, then it's going to be line upon line, precept upon precept. That's what a doctrine is going to give you. That's what a moray is going to give you. Because light will give you clear perception. That's what you need it for. You want to be clear. You want to see clearly. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Why else you think this word, moray, is related to rain? Because that's how Yahweh wanted his doctrine to be brought forth. Because I will publish the name of Yahweh, ascribe greatness unto our Elohim. So I know there's going to be a few very curious, inquisitive folks that want to go and fact check. And that's fine. I want you to fact check. That's how you wake up. Go fact check and see, is this word moray for real? Yes, it's for real. And yes, you haven't been taught by a moray if you haven't been taught by a servant of Yahweh that knows the difference between the light and the darkness. Meaning, Yah's servant, he's going to teach you light. But if they don't know Yah, how can they give you light? All they're going to give you is darkness. All you're going to learn is darkness. You'll be crafty in the darkness. You got black lights and green lights and red lights, but you ain't going to have Yah's light. You have all kind of craftiness in the darkness. Flashlights and spotlights, but you ain't going to have Yah's light. Car lights and all kind of other things, but it ain't going to be Yah's light. Because Yahweh said that his doctrine, in verse 2, will drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. This is what the prophet of Yah Moses, this is what this teacher Moses, this moray Moses, was saying, was letting us know. You need to listen to what he's about to say, because it's going to come down like the rain. And how does the rain come? When the rain comes, can you miss getting wet if you're standing outside? Nah, there's no way. You're going to get the drops, is going to hit you. In Yah's teaching, it's just going to come down like the rain, the floodgates. Where you going to turn to? Where you going to go? You're not going to be able to escape the truth when you're dealing with Yah's teaching. And if you're seeking the Most High, you wanting to know the truth, you praying every night, you're like, I know this JC stuff seem fake, seem unreal, seem crazy, seem weird. These pastors touching on girls and boys. Something ain't right. The church don't seem right. The mosque don't seem right. The little drum circle with the little spirits and incense and weed just don't seem right. You want to know the truth. You want some light. You've been walking in darkness and you want a great light. You've been in the land of the shadow of death and you looking for that light. And how is Yahweh going to come to his people? Go to the book. I believe it's the book of Joel. Joel. In your English Bibles. Yes, Joel, the second chapter. Let's start reading at verse, let's start at 18. Then will Yahweh be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, Yahweh will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far from you the northern army, and will drive them into the land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the uttermost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Yahweh will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad, then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh, your Elohim. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And so, you might think he's just talking about rain. But when you look it up, this former rain is a moire, moderately, in its time, in its season. He will teach you moderately. He will give you this teaching as needed, as you need it. As he ain't just going to throw everything on you at once, but it's going to be moderately. So just be patient, he's saying, for he's going to bring you this teacher. He's going to bring you a moire. That's what you're looking for. You're looking to be taught. We all need a teacher. How else are you going to learn? When you a baby, you need a teacher. And when you an adult, you need a teacher. This is the way of the Most High. Amore is the first among this ministry that Yah has. Many people think they do work for Yahweh, but he's chosen his ministers in their capacity. And some of Yahweh's servants do all of the different ones that you will learn about this week. You have Amore, which is the first one. And then you have Yah's servant. He got Yah's prophets. You got Yah's priests. You have the watchmen. You have elders. You got Yah's saints. And we're going to deal with all of this. This is all Yah's ministry that we're going to deal with. But how are you going to learn anything? How are you going to even know Yahweh? How are you going to know how are you going to know that you are a servant of Yah if nobody taught you? How are you going to know how to deal and when to deal and if you're dealing with a prophet if no one taught you? How are you going to know about the priest if you ain't been taught? You need to be taught. We all need a teacher. And in the book of Hosea, the sixth chapter. See, we want this teaching, but do we want to accept the teacher? Do we want to accept the Moré? This ain't no... If you are one of the Morés, it's not no glorious position. Don't look for a paycheck. I remember I was in college. Young man told me, I'm about to go preach in Nebraska. I'm like, preach in Nebraska? They're going to pay me $130,000 a year. Whoa, you going to get paid? You going to pay $130,000 a year? Be in church on Sunday? You wonder why these men up in church on Sunday? $130,000 a year. You ain't getting $130,000 a year in the house of Israel. Not to be a Moré, you can't apply for the position. You can't fill out a piece of paper and put your resume on the upload your resume on the job site to be a Moré. You can rob the position. You can do that. You can rob the name. You can, as Yahweh said, they steal my words. You can run and tell the person whatever you want to tell them. He could call yourself Prince King Moré, whatever you want to call yourself. That doesn't make you a Moré. Many people call themselves many things, but that don't make them what they are. Just because you think you one thing don't mean you are that thing. Just because you think you somebody, as we are somebody, but just because you think you somebody don't mean you who you think you are. Because there's only one way to fit the criteria of these ministers that Yahweh has. And that's if it's ordained by Yah. If Yahweh ordained this, that means Yahweh chose it. That means Yahweh selected it. That means Yahweh ordered it. So when we seek the Most High and we ask the Most High and we pray to the Most High and want to be delivered and want to be enlightened, are we going to listen to who he sent to enlighten us? And are we going to honor them that fear Yah and condemn the vile? Or do we want to just stand next to the man so we could be the man? And just because you could be a Moré, a priest, a prophet, that don't mean that you more than a man or woman. That don't mean you above reproach. That don't mean you don't sin. That don't mean you can't make mistakes. That don't mean that you ain't a son of Adam like everybody else. That just means you've been ordained to do the work of Yahweh. And just as quickly as Yahweh chose you, he can reject you. But Yahweh said, and Yahweh let us know, when he returned unto us, and when he comes unto us, because we done sought him, in Hosea the 6th chapter, verse 1 says, come and let us return unto Yahweh, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know Yahweh. And how are you going to know? You got to be taught. It has to be revealed to you. It has to be shown to you. If we follow on to know Yahweh, his going forth is prepared as the morning. Who's going forth? Yah's going forth is prepared as the morning. I mean, it's like light. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. He's going to come to us as the moray. He's going to come to us as or in the teaching. He's going to come to us in the bringing forth of this light, in the bringing forth of his word. He's coming to you in the word of Yah. That's how Yah is going to come to you. But how is the word of Yah going to come to you? By being taught. By being shown. By being revealed. Everybody ain't just going to be laying on their bed and wake up, oh, I know Yahweh now. No. He's going to bring you to the fact that you need to be taught. And any humble servant of Yah knows they need to be taught. And that's the first thing we gonna need. That's the first thing we all need, is to be taught. And if you know a moray, if you have been blessed to be in the presence of one of Yah's morays, then you've learned the word of Yah. I was taught by the ordained man of Yah, a moray, who definitely taught the word of Yah. That was Moray Elisha. And I did some research. I can't find many people calling themselves morays before Moray Elisha, because he taught to the law and to the testimony. Because that's where the light is. And that's what the moray does. And this is amongst Yah's great ministry that he has ordained for his people. We all need Yah's doctrine. And that's how Yahweh even comes to his people. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.